And we want to welcome you to a very special edition of Back in the Day. I've ended up being on a big David Grisman kick here lately, and a lot of traditional music. I haven't been really focused a lot on traditional music since I started the station, to be honest with you. It just kind of blended in with a little rain of music here and there. But I want to do a David Grisman project this morning to start off with. This will be half of the program today. It's his Early Dawg project. D-A-W-G is how it's spelled, and I understand it's a live album. Be honest with you, I hadn't listened to it yet, so I'm going to listen to it with you. And it goes back to 1964 was the release date. We had David Grisman, of course, on mandolin, baritone, vocal. Artie Rose on guitar. And there's particular tracks that these folks are on, so they've got several folks on this project. Jerry McCurry is on bass, Winnie Winston banjo, Frank Wakefield's on mandolin on track 16. Bill Keith played banjo on tracks 2, 6, 10, and 15. Don't expect you to remember these. We're not going to have a test later. And Del McCurry on guitar and vocals. How about that on some of these tunes? But anyway, hopefully we all enjoy this together. So we want to welcome you to Back in the Day on the SBB Radio Network. Some of the tunes on the CD that we're listening to, it's called Early Dog, and I can see why now after listening to some of it. Just David Grisman and a whole bunch of other good pickers on here that have ended up making their mark. I tell you what, some good stuff. Anyway, some of the recordings appear to be live, and some of them appear to be studio. I've been reading quite a bit about it, and it appears that we got Del McCurry, as I said before, on guitar and vocals. Jerry McCurry on bass on a few tunes. Bill Keith on banjo. And there's a mix of musicians on this thing. And they actually referred to this as progressive bluegrass and jazz at one time. It came out on Sugar Hill Records, and David Grisman actually produced the thing. And they called it the Even Dozen Jug Band. How about that, huh? Early Dog from Dave Grisman back in 1964. Hope you're enjoying it. And we've got another recording coming up. We're about halfway through the first segment, and we'll continue on with David Grisman and the project Early Dog.
Thank you. freight train. Take me far on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Listening to Dave Grisman and his project Early Dog from back in 1964 was the release date. And of course, this is the SBB Radio Network, and we're also recording the show as we listen. This is a special episode of Back in the Day. So we steered away from some of the rock and you know, the 70s, 80s culture music, and went back to some early bluegrass. Some of this was actually considered quite progressive during those times. And there was a lot of traditionalists, just like there is today. There's a lot of traditionalists, and then a lot of folks that want to go on and do some progressive stuff and blend in some newer songs and put the grass style to them. And sometimes there can be some friction, and we'll have a little bit of that discussed in the next segment. We've got a special segment coming up in segment number two, but for right now, let's go on and listen to some more of this David Grisman project from back in 1964.
tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Then came that dawn the day you left me.
we've been listening to the Early Dog Project by David Grisman from back in 1964, and we'd really appreciate you taking a listen with us. I wanted to straighten some of my facts out. I got kind of messed up over here when I was talking about they call this band the Even Dozen Jug Band. That's not exactly the way it went. The Even Dozen Jug Band was founded in 1963, and David Grisman was actually a part of that, and it didn't last very long at all, didn't seem like, from the facts that I'm able to get off of Wikipedia, but they ended up kind of emerging into a very short, well, they didn't last very long, that's what I'm trying to get out, but anyway, we've been listening. Let's go back to what we were talking about before. We've been listening to the Early Dog Project with Dave Grisman from back in 1964. Had Artie Rose on guitar on some of the tracks. Jerry McCurry on bass. Winnie Winston on banjo. Excuse me. Frank Wakefield on mandolin on one track. Bill Keith on banjo on four different tracks. And Del McCurry on guitar and vocals. And anyway, still enjoyed listening to it tremendously. I've been on a big-time David Grisman kick here just lately. And I thought we'll go back and have us some really good traditional stuff from David Grisman. I'm also on a, believe it or not, on a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs kick. I'm also on a Peter Rowan kick. Pete Seeger. I guess when you've been in it for quite some time, you have a tendency to get into the traditional stuff, and I like it all, to be honest with you, most of it from A to Z. Speaking of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, we got a second project coming up. It's kind of a short project. That's one reason I picked it this morning, because we're having to do a little bit of abbreviated segment two. This is from 1967. Earl Flatt, Lester Flatt. Excuse me, Earl Flatt. That's good. Still early here. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. We had plenty of fog this morning, so it made me feel like this would be just perfectly fitting. And anyway, in 1967, they came out with a CD. They didn't have CDs then. They came out with an album, and it was called Sacred Songs. So we want to do some of that, and we'll see what we think. I've listened to some of this, but not all of it, and it's really, really good. Hopefully you're enjoying our traditional bluegrass and somewhat progressive bluegrass with that last project of an episode of Back in the Day. Here's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys.
But no one complains, their hearts still at ease when they hear Mother praying so loud,
loud,
loud. When they hear Mother praying so loud in her sleep.
Come home at night and the first thing I hear is a sweet tender voice ringing so clear. She's thanking the good Lord for all he has done and praying that God will save everyone.
My mother prays her sleep. She wakes all the neighbors with her sweet dream. But no one complains, their
mother is praying so loud in her sleep. Up on her face there's a smile so sweet. There's a picture I wish that the whole world could see. When mother is praying so loud in her sleep.
My mother prays so loud in her sleep. She wakes all the neighbors with her sweet dreams. But no one complains, their hearts feel at ease. When they hear mother pray. On Sunday and leave the Savior out, you feel like you're alone when they all begin to shout. When you get that old time religion, you want the world to know,
but you won't have to ask nobody.
You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your soul, and you want the world to know,
and you won't have to ask nobody.
You can feel it in your soul.
Some people ask their neighbors about the ways of sin and what they have to do for Christ to live within. But let me tell you, brother, there's one thing you should know,
and you won't have to ask nobody.
You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your soul, and you want the world to know,
and you won't have to ask nobody.
You can feel it in your soul.
If you have that kind of religion and don't know what to do, you better pick up your Bible and read the pages through. He tells you in his word the things you want to know,
and you won't have to ask your neighbor.
You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your soul, and you want the world to know,
and you won't have to ask nobody.
You can feel it in your soul.
Here was done.
Gone, they have gone home.
sadly say,
they have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home. They joined the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done.
Gone.
My sins away, and then the bells of glory for me began to toll. Now Jesus keeps the joy bells ringing in my soul. Joy bells, everlasting joy bells. I can hear them ringing while the hallelujahs roll. Joy bells, heavenly joy bells. Keeps the joy bells ringing deep down in my soul. Keeps the joy bells ringing deep down in my soul.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys doing some tunes off their project Sacred Songs from back in 1967. Of course, we heard the entire Dave Grisman project this morning. Called Early Dog from back in 1964. And you've been listening, of course, to Back in the Day. We did a special version this morning of actually considered progressive bluegrass from back in its day. But anyway, we need to go ahead and move on and get out of the way and let the next program come on in. They work hard at doing these programs, and we definitely don't want to be in the way. But anyway, thanks so much for listening to Back in the Day and the SBB Radio Network.